June 30th, 2014, 9:02 p.m. at home in Bradford, and I've just, after a long day at work, finished watching a wonderful night of wrestling, last night's Money in the Bank match. Of course, I keep my booze as spoiler-free as I can, but unfortunately I had this match spoiled for me right at the end of work today. I mentioned to one of the kids that I was going to go home and watch Money in the Bank tonight, and I couldn't wait to see who won. And the child went, "Oh, blank wins," and told me the name of the person who won the main event match. I wish we could punish kids for spoiling sporting events, but unfortunately we can't. So I just went, "No!" I wish I could say that I stayed professional and did that in my head while keeping a cool and calm educator exterior. But no, I didn't. Right there and then, in the middle of the playground. No! Anyway, the child, fortunately, is an intelligent sort. Even though he is a big fat spoiler, and skedaddled quite quickly home after that point. But anyway, there were still several other matches that I could watch and not have spoiled for me. I did actually ask the kid as well, "What were you doing up at past 1 o'clock in the morning?" At which point he pointed out to me that it's Ramadan, of course, and he was up eating at that time. Anyway, it didn't really spoil what was actually a fantastic wrestling event. Really, really first class. Especially, I mean, at Money in the Bank, it's all about the ladder matches, and this really was. All of the other matches felt like filler, to be honest. The only other match that really impressed me was Big E versus Rusev, when Big E actually delivered a spear to Rusev. There's nothing like seeing two 250-pound men barging right into each other, you know, one of them T-boning the other like a freight train and smashing themselves out of the ring. That is some force, that is some power. The ladder matches were just gymnastics, that amazing gymnastics, particularly from Kofi Kingston, who is probably one of the most talented wrestlers in the WWE, certainly one of the most gymnastic and athletic, and he along with Seth Rollins, he performed an incredible move where he flipped Seth Rollins over the top of a ladder into another ladder, which was a kind of acting as a bridge. You have to have watched it to really understand the carnage that is a ladder match, but it really was something special. And in the second ladder match, the real amazing moment for me was, just Randy Orton, really. Randy Orton is meant to be a real heel wrestler who kind of isn't afraid to cheat to win, but he ended up in, so I think he accidentally took a blow to the head that he wasn't supposed to have done, and by the end of the match was bleeding from the head quite a lot. As usual with these kind of cuts, it looked a lot worse than it is. I mean, when blood's streaming down your face, you know, it looks fantastic, but wrestlers aren't allowed to deliberately cut themselves anymore, so he had actually hurt himself, but he carried on wrestling, and there were moments where I actually found myself, caught myself wanting him to win. But I won't reveal the conclusion of either match and who won either of the ladder matches, but I didn't find either of the conclusions particularly satisfying. One was just a bit dull, and the other one was just unsatisfying and cheap, really. I won't go into spoilers, but yeah, so all in all, a good night of wrestling, really enjoyed. No one ever comments when I do these wrestling boos, but it doesn't matter, I like doing them. It's something that I I enjoy, and it's definitely something that I could never do. To be honest, I worry about falling off my bike, let alone jumping off ladders 10, 20, goodness knows how high, feet off the air. Mind you, working in education can be pretty risky. I mean, today, I taught a year 6 class outside of the classroom all morning with no planning. Because I was told to cover a class and there was no planning. I was just told this morning, Monday morning, coming to work, Roger Skelton, you're covering a class today. There's no planning. Have fun. Oh, by the way, you can't go in your usual classroom. Have more fun. But of course, being chucked in at the deep end is one of the things that I specialise in, and I've always got something up my sleeve when it comes to a bit of educating. So I was able to pull that out of the bag. It got even more dangerous in the afternoon when it was maths book scrutiny. That's where my marking gets marked. I have to submit all, well, every teacher has to do it, submitting all my maths books, and they get checked to see if I've been marking them and marking them properly, and they see what work I've been making the kiddywinks do, and see if there's enough evidence that I've been making them do enough work and all that. I always feel kind of worried about handing in my books, because I always worry that they're going to say, well, there's hardly any work here, but if they ever do that, then I'll just hand them the giant, colossal A4 ring-bound files that each child has. At the moment, they've reached the point where the children in my group can barely lift their own maths files. It has so much work in it. And I don't submit them for scrutiny purely because I wouldn't be able to carry them all the way down to the office. But, hey, if they ever asked for them, they'd get them. Hello, wife. Speaking of dangerous living, how are you?
Good.
Yeah, the wife's in a talkative mood today. Did you watch a bit of wrestling with me?
Yeah, I like that guy who sounded British.
Oh, Adam Rose.
Yeah, those
party
people.
Yeah. Oh.
Is that the
Miley
Cyrus video?
He is. My daughter loves Adam Rose because of the guy in the rabbit suit and the chicken costume. Oh, that was actually another great moment of Money in the Bank. At the start, it was in the pre-show when Daniel Bryan came out and said some meaningless drivel, and then Bo Dallas came out and said, "Oh, don't worry, Daniel. You'll be all right. You just gotta believe." At which point, Daniel Bryan called him a boner, and then told him to believe. And I just thought that was just a really nice, funny moment. It was certainly funnier than the midget fights that they've started the previous two pay-per-views with. A little bit of semi-witty banter is certainly a lot better than midget fighting, that's for sure. After all, we are in 2014. Although it was funny watching Hornswoggle get his head shaved. Right, my wife's downstairs, so I think she's glaring at me because she wants me to empty the dishwasher. What do you want?
Talk to you about something.
She wants to talk to me about something. Oh dear. All right. See you in a bit, Audio Boo, and thanks for listening to me ramble on about wrestling. Bye!